China has announced sanctions on a U.S. entity and four officials in response to U.S. sanctions on multiple Chinese officials in Xinjiang region. The four U.S. officials are Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Ted Cruz, Congressman Chris Smith, and Sam Brownback, the U.S. State Department Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. The sanctions will also be applied on the U.S. Congressional Executive Commission on China. A Chinese government spokesperson says the country is determined to safeguard national sovereignty, security, and development interests and combat violent terrorism, separatism, and extremism. The official also urges the U.S. side to stop interfering in China's internal affairs. Two WHO experts have arrived in China for cooperation on researching the origin of the COVID-19 virus. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the WHO experts will exchange ideas with their Chinese counterparts. The ministry stresses China and the WHO agree that origin tracing is a scientific issue which should be studied by scientists through international research and cooperation. He also says WHO believes origin tracing is an ongoing process, probably concerning many countries and localities, and the organization will conduct similar trips to other countries and regions if necessary. Hong Kong reported 41 local infections on COVID-19 on Monday, a new high since the COVID-19 outbreak. Health officials say of the new local infections, the transmission chains of 20 cases are still unclear, and 21 cases are related to patients diagnosed previously. Hong Kong has so far reported over 1,500 COVID-19 infections. The region witnessed a resurgence of COVID-19 cases over the past weeks after some control and preventive measures were eased to revive the economy and let residents resume normal lives. Officials say 433 rivers in China have exceeded alerting levels since early June, with 33 of them rising to historical highs. The Ministry of Water Resources also says 109 rivers have exceeded water safety levels. The ministry warns that China is entering a key period in flood prevention and the situation in the Yangtze River and Taihu Lake are still severe. Earlier on Sunday, the ministry raised its flood response alert to the second highest level. Water at 10 hydrological stations along the Yangtze River has exceeded warning levels, and a water level at Taihu Lake has exceeded the warning level for 15 consecutive days. So far, floods have affected nearly 37.9 million people in 27 provincial-level regions. Emergency management officials say 141 people are dead or missing, and 28,000 houses have collapsed. Latest data show shipments of 5G phones reached over 17.5 million units in China last month. The figure accounted for more than 61% of the country's total mobile phone shipments in June, up from 46% in May. China saw the rollout of 105 new 5G models in the first half of the year, with total shipments at 63.6 million units. Analysts say China is expected to see the first wave of 5G consumption boom as gadgets powered by the next-generation communication technology become the mainstream. Authorities say China will quicken the development of 5G network construction, with more than 600,000 5G base stations expected to be built nationwide by the end of 2020. The Saudi-led Arab coalition involved in a war in Yemen says it's intercepted 4 missiles and 7 drones launched by the Houthi rebels toward the kingdom. A coalition spokesperson says the drone attacks by Houthis targeted civilian areas. Saudi authorities say Houthis have carried out over 1,600 attacks on the country in the past 5 years with ballistic missiles, drones, explosive boats, and naval mines.